Thank you for your word, and may it be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And may we hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you. Amen. All right. You know, all these things we wear, if you've ever wondered why we wear them, there's a reason, not because, oh, that's what we're supposed to do. Years ago, back in 92, when we were just infant church, the Lord spoke a word to Bishop Adler while he was in prison, and he said, make visible a void in our society. That you don't know who the pastors are. They just blend in with everybody else. So used to, all denominations wore what these called clerics, right? So you'd know, like when you're out and about, you know a policeman because he's dressed like that, right? Or a fireman because he's dressed like a fireman. And so pastors should look like pastors, right? There you know. And it also will get you in anywhere. You can get in like ICU units. You can get in the jail. I remember one guy who's a Baptist pastor, his son was in jail, and he can only come in on Sunday because a family could come in and visit on Sundays. But I could go in any time because I had the collar. So we went and got him one at the one-way bookstore. And he was able to go in and see his son, but he snuck a Coke in. I can't believe he did that. So he could give it. I didn't know he had it, so he snuck the Coke. Almost got us thrown out of there. But anyway, if you ever wondered, the reason we'll be talking about that today, why you wear the white robe, in the verses we're going to be using today, because it represents being clothed with Christ, that person's clothed, right? That he's covered by Christ. And the stoles mean that you're yoked to Christ. That's a yoke. This is what this collar also means, that's a yoke, that you're yoked to another. You're yoked to Christ, right? So anyway, if you wondered, you may not wondered or care, but that's why we do this. What's that? Yes, good for fleas and ticks, as Ron said, if you get the right collar. I've been thinking about this, and these are some really powerful glasses. These aren't mine, but you got to get right up on the verse to see it. This is out of Romans 13. The night is almost gone, and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the very armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity, and not in sensuality, not in strife, not in jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lust. And there's another verse in Galatians. Jeez. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And all of you who were baptized into Christ, if you've been baptized in Christ, into Christ, you have clothed yourself with Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free man. There's neither male nor female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, you're Abraham's descendant. So really, I've been thinking a lot about that, about being, you know, especially the verse in Romans where it says to put on Christ, right? And the way that's written in the verb tense of that, is, you've heard us talk about that before, is the aorist tense, right? The aorist tense in the Greek means that pinpoints a certain place and time where something happened, right? Now, you were baptized into Christ, when you received Christ, and everything that he did at the cross became yours, you were at that time clothed with Christ. And you heard Bishop say it, and you probably heard me say it before, the word clothed means to sink into, right? Just like you got these clothes on, and you just kind of sinking into these clothes, because that's who you are. So if you're in Christ, you know Jesus, you have clothed yourself with him. And he's telling us in these verses, because you've clothed yourself with him, put him on. Okay? And Colossians and in Ephesians, I'll read the Ephesians passage first. But you did not learn Christ in this way. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, you laid aside your old man, or the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and you have been renewed in the spirit of your mind, and you now put on the new self, which in the likeness of God, or in his image, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. One more verse. In Colossians, do not lie to one another, since you have laid aside the old self with its evil practices, and you put on the new self. It's being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. Okay? And this is telling us the things that actually, everything that happened to us in Christ at the cross. Okay? That the old man, the person that you were, was crucified and he's buried and he's gone. He's dead. Right? We all know this. And now you've got this brand new creation that you're now clothed with. Okay? And he uses these terms with about being clothed because sometimes as being clothed, just like in the new creation, we can still wear the clothes of the old man. We can still wear grave clothes, right? And he's telling us to take them off and put on who you really are. So you've got two things that you're clothed with. You're clothed with this new creation, the person that you are in Christ, and you're clothed with Christ. They're like one. That's what it means to be in unity with. I'm clothed with the new creation, and now I am clothed with Christ. And this new creation is being conformed into the image of Christ that I'm clothed with. Clothed with a person. And that's pretty cool, right? So I've been just thinking about that daily, you know, recently, about what an amazing concept, you know. He even uses that, being clothed with Christ, as the very armor of light. And which you've heard me say, and I shall say again, Ephesians chapter 6, the whole thing about the armor of God is a person, Jesus. You can't understand the armor of God without going back and reading all the rest of Ephesians, right? That you're clothed with. I'm clothed with an armor of light, and you're clothed with this person now, who is Jesus. And I'm clothed with this new creation, the person that I am in Christ, and he's forever conforming me into that union that I am with him. And I just think it's cool that we can take it, you know, and I've been trying to catch myself daily, telling myself that daily, that you're clothed with Christ. Whatever you need to face, you know, the grace of God is always there, we say that. But in reality, you are really, that happened to you, every person that's in Christ, at his new birth, that you're clothed with him. Now sink into it. Sink into that reality. Let that reality sink into you. That's who you're carrying. He's always there, right? And it always, and I can use that a lot, especially in, when we're doing ministry and counseling, you know, and people are still in the mindset that God is way out there, you know, he's out there and I'm here, you know, and he comes to me, you know, like he comes and goes. No, you're clothed with him. You're literally just like the garments that you're wearing right now are clothed with Jesus, right? We don't always act like it, right? But that's still true about you. We don't always act like the new creation that's one, but that's true about us. And what people should see is that. I can't imitate him. Only Jesus can be Jesus. Remember that? Only Jesus can be himself. And I'm now in union with him. So he can, through my personality and your personality and all these things, giftings of the Holy Spirit, be himself. Okay? So when you sink into a truth and reality, you're sinking into what's already true. There's nothing more that God can do for you. It's already all been done. We just sink into that. Let that sink into us, right? And I really believe this too, and I heard someone say it. I don't remember, I read it, I heard somebody say it. That's the reason the enemy spends so much time attacking our identity. Because he knows if you ever discover your identity and that you are clothed with him, that is the ultimate armor. Right? That he absolutely cannot penetrate anywhere. Because Jesus said he has nothing in me. Right? And that's how we do battle, y'all. That's how we live. That's how we do battle. Right? And when you're in the midst of a battle and warfare, just say that. Speak that out. I am clothed with Christ. I am clothed with the armor of light. I am one with him. Okay? All the flaming missiles of the evil one will be extinguished. You know what scripture says? Because it's the shield of faith. Not like you got this shield that says faith. It's the shield of faith. Him. Your faith, believing that, is the shield. I mean, we'll get into that later, another day. But anyway, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.